Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin, this is Sports Sales and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day, allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goal so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it'd mean the world to me, the absolute world to me, if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast, on iTunes, Spotify, or like the 9 other ones. If you can continue to tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, you've been doing that now, and it is amazing. The podcast is growing, and it's all because of word of mouth. You're telling your friends, your family, your coworkers, your people on LinkedIn, the strangers on the street. I'm not really sure, but you're telling it, and it's growing, and it's all because of you. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It means the world to me. It humbles the shit out of me. And I absolutely love it. And then I would just love to be friends ourselves. I'll follow you back. Thing is, why I'm not following you now is because I don't know your name. I don't know it. But if you add me, I'm going to add you, and then we can chop it up. We can kick it. It's at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok. At SSC underscore podcast on Twitter. Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Or hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Slide into my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. If you have an idea for an episode or if you just want to chop it up, let me know. We'll kick it. We can chat back and forth. I try to get back to absolutely everyone. If you leave a comment, I'll get back to you and we'll go from there because I love interacting with everybody. The comments that I've received have been amazing. It's very humbling and they drive me to do more of these episodes and stay on it. And yes, I know I haven't been so much week to week. They've been probably around 10 days, or I pushed the other one out. I think September only had 2 episodes, which I was bummed about. But I'm just trying to figure out my schedule. I'm trying to figure out when I can get these done because I don't want to stop them. I'm not going to stop them. It's just this is a very different off season for me. So I'm not making excuses. I'm just being real. And the time I'm home with my kids. And then when I get off, it's just, my fiance comes home. So we chat. I'm just tired and it is what it is. But I'm going to do more of these. I'm going to try to get back to the week. So I think I kind of figured it out. So we're going to go from there. I'm hoping your week went great. I'm hoping your week went phenomenal. I hope that you're able to kind of start building these foundations. You're able to start chipping away and you're able to start getting some momentum going. And if you're lucky enough to sell groups, go after it. If you're selling season tickets, go after it. If you're doing sponsorship, keep going, keep driving. If you're trying to sell something else or you're making prospect lists, just make sure you're doing everything to the best of your ability and you're doing something. And on social media today, I put out a quote, and this is a quote that I honestly think about a lot. It stays in my head. It lives in my head rent-free because I think about it so, so often. And it is just, and I'll probably paraphrase because I'll ruin it a little bit, but it's don't get mad. Don't be upset from the, wow, I can't even right now. Don't be mad about the results you don't get because of the work you didn't put in. That to me is so powerful. It just shows in sales, especially in sales, that we have to put in the work now. If we want to be successful come May, April, before our season, we have to put the work in now. And even though we're going to be banging our head against the wall, we're not even make a mark. It may make a small little indent, but that's where it starts. We have to put in the work in now, and we have to set everything in motion. And I kind of think about it, and I use the reference a lot when you're building a house. you just don't pop up a house. You don't just go to a field and they're like, bam, there it is. Like the house we're going to start building. You got to manipulate it. You got to make sure it's even. You have to dig holes. You have to set the foundation. You have to do all these things. As you can tell, I did all the proper terms. Like you got to dig holes. I don't know how to do that. But I know you just can't show up in a field and build a house. You have to prep the land. You have to get it all ready. And that's what we're doing in sales right now. We're not building the house today. We're starting the process. So as long as you can understand that and you can think about it and you know that, then when you don't get anywhere, when you're just reaching out blindly, when you're not getting a response, if you can keep that in your head and you understand that the work I'm putting in now is going to pay off in 6 months, it all, for me, it's all worth it. It drives me to do more because I understand this is what the process is. And sure, I might get lucky. I might get into the right situation where someone wants to buy right now, or maybe I give someone a call and they have extra money in their budget and they have to, if they don't use it, they lose it. So they got to get it over with. So if that happens, take that money and run. But for a lot of people, it's going to be a slow process. A lot of things are going to be up in the air. What's our attendance going to be? What are the social distancing rules? Does everyone have to wear a mask? Can we have full capacity, half capacity, 25% capacity, 500 people? Nobody knows. So a lot of things are up in the air. So we just got to start chipping away, try to start building that foundation so we can build up a house and we can really get after it and hit our goals. So that's a little motivation for you. Hopefully that will help you drive more and so you don't necessarily feel that you're just kind of hitting your head against the wall and you're not making a mark. You're not doing anything. You are. You're slowly beating it down. So keep on beating. That sounded weird. Keep on doing it. That sounded even more weird, so I'm just going to keep on moving. Lakers won. Awesome. LeBron got his fourth. Sweet. Yep, that was it. That's all I wanted to say. Dak's injury was really gross. Cam Newton's finally back. Hopefully he's back. It's awesome. The NFL schedule is just bonkers right now with the throwing teams bye weeks like 3 days in advance. We're doing this, but hey, I know you were planning on week 7 having your bye week. No, not anymore. Your bye week is now week 3. This is what we're doing. So, I would not want to be the guy or girl, the man or woman who is handling that scheduling for the NFL and then have to call these networks and be like, "Hey, I know you were going to have the Thursday night game." Not anymore. It's on Tuesday. It's on Monday. The Monday at one game or the game of the week is now on Sunday night. I would not want to have that job. I feel like that job is crazy. But also, networks might really love it because it gives them something on Tuesday or it gives them something, an extra game to play that maybe they have more ratings. I don't know. I don't know if TV new shows are coming out. I don't really watch a lot of network TV, so I don't know if new shows are coming out because they weren't able to finish them because of COVID and everything. So maybe they enjoy it. Maybe they're just looking and starving for content like a lot of people. But regardless, that job sounds like it kind of sucks. And good for them. Good for them. I don't want a piece of their job. I just want to keep them going on. But on that, everything is great. Homeschool is going well. I'm in the office kind of part-time here and there, but then also kind of working from home because of the school and taking care of kids and everything with no daycare. So it's challenging. It's different. I'm more tired, but you think I'm going to bed earlier? Nah, sure not, because I'm a dummy. Big old dum-dum. So I'm staying up late doing all this stuff and trying to take care of myself more because when you're home so much, I'm starting to try to eat better. I'm trying to, stay mentally focused and stay mentally ready and just always looking at the glass half full. And I'll be honest, when you're stuck in your house all the time, you can't really do things and you are a little stressed out and things are kind of out of your control. It's easy to get down on yourself, but don't. Always look for the glass half full and remind yourself. And it's okay to have that reminder. It's okay to take that personal time and go play video games or go for a walk, go for a hike, go run your dog, go get a workout in, go to a basketball court and just get shots up by yourself and get that mental release where you can turn your brain off for a little bit. If it's watching movies or The Office or shows that you've seen, it's always super healthy. And I've always found a lot of joy in doing stuff like that because I need that mental release. I need that hour, 2 hours to just not think about my day and not think about, real life struggles and just worry about, wow, I'm terrible at Fortnite and I'm getting murdered by 9-year-olds. These 9-year-olds are way too good. So that's always very strong to do that as well. But as I check the timer and I'm at 10 minutes right now, we haven't gotten into it. So I'm going to stop what I'm saying. But hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this has been like the motivation or maybe kind of, you know, wellness check or something else that you can feel that, hey, I'm not going through this alone. You know, other people in this industry are getting stressed out. They're dealing with the same struggles I'm dealing with. And I want this podcast to be a part of the community. I want this podcast to be a part of the industry that you know you're not alone. That if you're struggling with something, guess what? Other people are struggling with it as well. If you're finding success, why are you finding success with it? And can it be transferred to other people for them to get that success too? Because I want this to be an uplifting podcast that people can take something away from it. They can learn from it. They can grow from it. And we can all better ourselves. And again, Justin being a broken record like I am, sales is a world that we all can eat at. The plate is big enough for all of us to eat. And if we all can come together, we all can do great things. We all can get better. You know, we all can get better together. We can all get full off this plate because there's so much more. And even if I was the greatest salesman in the world, I'm in Maine. If you're in California, if you're in Canada, if you're in Florida, New Jersey, wherever, I cannot steal a sale from you. I can't do it. I'm not that good. And you can't steal a sale from me. You're not that good. You can't steal one of my season ticket holders from Maine and have them buy season tickets to the Minnesota Vikings. You just can't do it, man. Or the Minnesota Twins. You can't do it. I believe that you have a great pitch. It's distance. No one's doing that. So don't worry about it. So let's share ideas. Let's come together and let's grow and let's keep it going. So without further ado, let's jump in to episode 111. I want to talk about killing them with kindness. I think right now is something that we really need to stress on. And when we're able to get people on the phone, they're, you know, hold on. Let's take a quick little step back. With COVID, and I said this on the last episode, I just want to stress this even more, that yes, it's a lot of negative. It is a lot of negative. People are hurting. People lost their jobs. Businesses are struggling. Some businesses are doing, you know, very, very poorly. And they might not come back. They might go out of business. And my heart, you know, bleeds for them because I feel bad that, you know, someone might lose their business because of something out of their control, that people are losing their jobs. And I feel bad when I look through my LinkedIn page and I see these very qualified, very talented sales executives and salespeople getting, you know, let go and furloughed from their positions because there's nothing they did. It's not like they didn't hit their goals. It's not like they were struggling or it was, you know, something came through and the team had to make that decision. So it sucks. I'm sorry. And if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know and please reach out. But other than that, I mean, we got to keep grinding. We got to keep after it. But because people, it's not all negative though. Some people are doing well. Some businesses are doing well. I talked to a client the other day and I was like, man, how you doing? Like, well, like what's going on? As a partner. And he goes, you know, Justin, I feel really bad saying this, but I'm doing really well. I've actually hired more people. I'm doing well. And he's in the construction field. And I said, dude, good for you. And I was pumped for him. I said, you know what? Because someone's got to do well during this time. And if it's not us, it's got to be you, man. Like, I love what you're doing. It's great. You're capitalizing on it. You're capitalizing on it and you're grinding and keep up, man. I want you to do well. I want business to do well. Because if everyone's doing poorly, we're never going to get out of this. We're going to be in a hole too deep that we're never going to get out. But some people have to do well. So if you have clients or your prospects, and you're mostly focused on businesses, I mean, construction companies, they're doing well. They're still working. Financial institutions, they're still working. You know, insurance companies, mortgage companies, like they're still doing well. You still need to pay your mortgage, loans, financial institutions, credit unions, banks, grocery stores, anything with trades. A lot of people, a lot of families might have had, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, you know, put aside for family vacation. Maybe they're going to Disney. Maybe they're going across country. Maybe they always fly to their parents that live in, you know, Canada. And they want to fly out there, but now they're not because of COVID. So now they have this extra money. So sometimes they're turning it to, well, let's put this back into our house. Let's redo our kitchen. Let's redo our lawn, like landscapers. Let's buy a new car. Let's whatever they want to do because they have this extra influx in money. So they might be doing well. So when you're making your calls, think about that. That you might be calling the Phillips family, who's actually doing well, because neither, you know, we didn't lose our jobs, and we actually didn't go out to eat anymore. So we have this, you know, expendable income that we didn't have. So now we might be able to buy season tickets. Maybe the Smith family is in that same boat. So when you make your phone calls and you make these reach outs, think about it might happen the other way. People might be doing well. Someone who bought three games from you last year might pick up a half season, a full season, or a mini plan because they have that extra money, where in the past they didn't. Maybe they got a little bit, you know, they got a raise. Maybe they got a little bonus. Maybe the stimulus check just kind of went to the bank account and they had nothing to do with it because not doing anything. So now they can use that to put down on payments on tickets. You don't know. So always keep that and keep the glass half full. And that's why, you know, you got to kill them with kindness. You got to reach out. You got to be positive. You got to be understanding. You got to reach out with empathy. You got to understand the situation that those people are coming from and share that with them. And when you can do that and you can kill them with kindness, especially when they tell you no, you can build that trust. You can build that bond. And then when they tell you no, you know, when they tell you no, and you kill them with kindness, like, hey man, that's absolutely okay. I absolutely understand where you're coming from. Hey, it was a struggle for us too. I just want to make sure that I'm doing my job and I'm reaching out and I'm supplying you with the information for you to make the decision. That's what my job is. My job is to supply you with the information and you decide if it's a good fit or not. Well, you know, we'll work it out together. But if they tell you no, they don't have a marketing budget, that no, they can't do any groups, it's okay. Kill them with kindness. Thank you so much. I'm really happy that you guys are doing well. Don't worry, this is all going to turn around. I think we can really stay together and we can build up. And I think it's great what you're doing in the community. And I think it's phenomenal that you've been able to keep, you know, your employees on. You're still going to work. And you know what? Yeah, this is a tough time. It's a tough time for all of us. And we're going to get through this. And it's great to see people doing well. Kill them with kindness because it's going to help you in the long run. If you're like, you piece of shit, buy tickets from me. You dumb SOB, like, that's not going to go well for you. If you get upset and you're telling them, like, oh, well, you told me you were going to come back. Like, no, you said that this year you were going to renew, but now you can't. Like, stupid. If you're being upset and you're taking it to heart, and you're taking it negatively, the next time you call them, they're not going to pick up. And even if they tell you no again, if you kill them with kindness and you make it a good call, they're going to pick up. They're going to know, oh, hey, it's Justin calling me again. I want to talk to him. He's a very nice guy. He understands and he empathizes with me. He understands what we're going through. He gets it. So when you're killing him with kindness and you're saying, absolutely, yes, sir. And I'm not saying kill him with kindness when someone's being a bitch to you and then you go over the top in customer service. That's different. That's when you're just trying to, like, put the knife in and twist a little bit with kindness. This is more of like you want to empathize. You want to understand what people are going through. And if they're in a rough situation, you get it. A lot of people are in a rough situation. So don't get mad at them for it. Try to boost them up. Hey, we're going to get back through this. Don't worry. You guys make an absolutely phenomenal product. And when things turn around and when people feel more comfortable, you know, I feel like both of us are going to be killing it. It's like I got to make some calls to some cinemas. I'm not looking forward to those calls. I'm just not. Cinemas aren't doing well. I don't know how they are in your area, but around our area, a lot of them are shut down. Or they're open, but no one's going in because people don't feel comfortable for that. And people not feeling comfortable to go into your place of business is something you're never going to overcome. You're just not going to overcome it. So they're hurting. So now I got to call them and follow up and see, you know, partner renewal, and I get it. I'm ready to empathize with them. I get it, man. We're the same way. We didn't have any people in. But what I'm hoping for is that when we can finally, if we can hold our breath a little bit longer, if we can drive through this a little bit longer, we're going to come out the other side and people are going to be wanting to come out because they're going to miss that product. They're going to miss that experience that they're going to be able to grab. And we're going to empathize with them. But you also don't want to empathize with them and just tell them that your story. You want to understand where they're coming from. You want to make sure that you get it, you can talk about it, and you hit the nail on the head. You just keep on driving because that's what we have to do right now. We got to be their friend. We have to be the shoulder they can cry on a little bit because we're in a very similar situation. People get it. No matter what team you work for, people know in the community, we didn't have a good season. If you work in baseball, we didn't have a season. You work in the NBA or the NHL or the NFL. NFL right now, you're not having fans. NBA and NHL, your shit got stopped halfway through. Just a little bit halfway through. Then you guys went to a bubble, which was phenomenal. It was a great idea. But no tickets. You guys lost out. I mean, so you just got to be there for people. You got to ask them. You got to build that relationship. You got to try to build that foundation. And how you do that is just being kind and just reaching out. And maybe you don't have an expectation of when you reach out like you used to. And I know this might be like, whoa, Justin, you're saying that? I am. Because right now is a different time. And like I said, too, this episode might not age well. 111 might not age well. You might look back at in 2021 and be like, oh, you can just skip on 111. He talks about kindness and he talks about reaching out and empathizing. Yeah, that's great and all, but the situation he's in at 111 is not the situation we're in. And I hope so. I hope that's what it is. But as of right now, killing with kindness, you got to make sure you can empathize with them. That you can come from a level that you understand what they're doing. And you can just be nice and figure it out. And when they tell you that, you know what, it's not going to work, that's okay. If someone tells you no and they shut the door, there might be a window open around the corner. So make sure we end our relationships with people. If people say they're not renewing, if they're not coming back, and they break that, then guess what? We can use that for later when things get back. They might feel bad that we took it so well. And then we can get it back in the past. We got to just make sure we're setting ourselves up for the future. And killing them with kindness and coming from a spot like that is huge. It's going to build the relationship for down the road. So if someone tells you no, don't get upset. Don't hang up the phone right away. Don't say you're dead to me forever like it's your ex-girlfriend telling you that. Because if it's your ex-girlfriend, you don't need to kill him with kindness. You can just cut the cord and bounce. Or ex-boyfriend. Either way, cut that cord. Never talk to him again. Change their name in your phone to not my problem. So when they call you, it shows up as not my problem. And then you're like, yeah, should I answer that? No, it's not my problem. Click. It works. That's one of the greatest things my buddy told me, and I did it, and it was phenomenal. It works so well. So take that. This might be your nugget that you take away from this. Also being, you know, being nice and killing them with kindness and understanding and empathizing and knowing that people are in different situations. But that's a huge thing. You break up with someone and you know you still got those relationships and you still kind of got those feelings, change their name in your phone to not my problem. So when they call you, when they text you, it pops up as not my problem. So you can look at it and be like, oh, it's not my problem. Perfect. Trust me, it works. I'm off topic though. But, you know, just reaching out, being kind, understanding where people are at in this world. And some people are doing very well. And if they're doing very, very well, be very kind. Understand. This is awesome. This is great. Just be overly positive when you're calling people, even when they're telling you no, because it's a tough situation. It's something that we can't lie about. It's something that we can't try to run away from. It is a huge, huge issue. And we cannot look the other, we cannot turn the other way. We cannot turn the other cheek. This is something that we have to deal with. But you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And there's a reason. Honey's sweeter, tastes better. Except if it's salt and vinegar chips. Those are delicious. But honey's great. So just make sure that you're doing that. And you have a great head on your shoulders. And if someone tells you no, someone tells you no. If someone tells you they can't come back. Or, hey, stop calling me because I don't have any money. Hey, I get it, man. I get it. I get it, ma'am. I get it, man. I'm just trying to be here. And I'm trying to do my job and offer you the information. Because you know what? We're struggling too. Do you see what happened to us last year? That's okay to say that. So you can, like, you're in a similar situation. I'm just doing my job. I'm just trying to make sure that you can get the information. I'm calling people and I'm supplying the information. And hopefully if it makes sense, we can build a partnership and we can move on. But be overly nice. Understand where people are coming from. It's going to set you up, not just for this year, but hopefully next year and the year after. Because if someone tells you no and you're very nice and you still have a little conversation with them about, hey, you know, you're overly positive. I think you guys do a great job. We're going to grind. And then you go back through the graveyard next year and you call them, they're probably going to remember you. If you know what, hey, I had a great conversation with Justin. I know he said no, but, you know, he understood and we talked for a little bit. And you know what, I do have some extra money in my budget this year. So why not give him a shot? Why not give him a chance? Maybe something changed. Maybe something worked out. And they think of you. And that really does happen. It's happened to me. It really does happen. So just kill him with kindness. Just overall, and even if you fake it till you make it, kill them with kindness. Because I am a big believer in mindset. When you look at the glass half full, it's a lot easier and a lot better running through life than looking at the glass half empty. Because if you're looking for the negative, you're going to find it. Turn on the news. Read the newspaper. Go on Twitter. If you're looking for the negative, you're going to find it. And there's a lot of it. There's also positive things too. Just positive things don't get enough clicks. So train yourself to look at things positively. When you're talking to people, kill them with kindness. Be very kind on the phone. Empathize. Understand that you know where they're coming from. And we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. That's all I got. You know, it was a lot of rambling. It is what it is. But I think it's very important because that's something that I keep in mind when I'm making my phone calls, when I'm making my cold calls, when I'm trying to go into meetings, when I'm doing my renewals, when I'm reaching out to new people, sending emails. You know, I was like, you know, 2020 did not go how we expected it to. That's why we're shutting the book on it. And I got to believe that 2021's got to be better. I have to. Unless the Mayans made the mistake, or maybe they didn't make the mistake, but whoever decoded the Mayans when they said the world was going to end in 2012 and they decoded it wrong, or the Mayans, that guy made a quick mistake and was like, oh, it should have been 2021, but I flipped it by accident. Well, then if that happens, get the time machine, go back and beat him up and tell him, no, what happened? That's all I got to say. That's it. I appreciate the hell out of you for listening. Thank you so much. If you got two minutes, like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Follow me on social media, at Sports Sales Coffee, on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, or on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Just keep on grinding, keep going, be kind, reach out, kill them with kindness, be overly positive when you're talking to someone, because there's so much negativity going around that if you can spend 5-10 minutes with someone on the phone and you can be overly positive, you're going to leave a lasting impression that might not help you this year, but it may help you next year and the following year. So make sure that when we make moves, similar to chess, you're not making a move right now. You're making a move for now and later. So make sure we're setting ourselves up great and keep going. And if you have the opportunity to, and you got them down on the ropes, and you can sell something, baby, you better sell something. Go sell something. Peace.